This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership Executive Director Wayne Patterson, who I have literally not seen in 2 years. This is like another one of these phases of life that we're going through as events start happening again and just things shift. And I think we just figured that out a few minutes ago that the last time I actually saw Wayne was probably late in February of 2020.
Probably. It's been a while.
Yeah. And so welcome and introduce who you brought with you today.
Sure. I brought Jessica Fern, who is recently been promoted to Assistant Executive Director for the partnership, Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. And so her roles are expanding. I thought it'd be good for her to come in and, you know, see what it's like in the sound room here, since I've been in here more times than I could count.
So, Jessica, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, thank you, Kyle, for having us and giving us a chance to use your platform to get Douglas County residents excited about our upcoming pitch night. I'm Jessica Fern, and I'm the new executive assistant executive director for the partnership. My history is mostly working in banking. Started out working as a teller for Bank of America, and expanded my role to being the manager of a commercial lending payoffs team for another bank. So after that, I own my own business, a small business, doing daycare for 5 years. And as you know, there's a great childcare need where we are here. So it was a really neat experience getting to own my own business. And just recently, last August, started with a partnership. And it's just been an amazing experience, a great 10 months so far. And I'm looking forward to the future of working with the partnership.
And Wayne, since we haven't talked to you for a while, maybe fast forward people, if they're newer to the area or not as familiar, about what the organization is all about.
Okay, so Umpqua Economic Development Partnership is the lead economic development agency in Douglas County. We're what's called an economic development organization that's entirely funded from within Douglas County. We get very little money from the state or the federal government unless we tag on to a grant or some other kind of opportunity. So the county is our largest funder. The city of Roseburg is our second largest. And we have other cities that contribute to the partnership, along with, out of our top 20 employers, I think 15 of them sit on our board. And then they contribute, which is kind of our funding base that we use. And our job is to get out and kind of create economic vitality. You know, it's everybody should have a job, everybody should have a place to live. So how do we do that, right? I mean, it's and we're more of a facilitator and a convener these days than anything else. We get challenged with everything that you can think of with, you know, working on a variety of projects right now with UCC, all the way from trying to figure out how to get students into programs, new programs that are being written, new facilities that are needed, to housing in our community, a variety of different locations, to new businesses being moved into our community. We have about 7 new companies coming in right now, and they're coming in on some of it's county-owned land, some of it is privately owned land, and they're looking for what are the incentives, who are the people that they need to meet, how do they get into our community. So we work at all levels, but we're very much a kind of a reactionary kind of organization where we react to what the community needs today. And that's our strategy.
And how long has it been around?
We're 26 years now, and we're kind of joined at the hip with CCD, which is Coos Kerry Douglas. And there are 3 counties. They're what's called an EDD, an Economic Development District Manager. And they get most all their funding from the state and the federal government. So we're very different in our kind of our direction for economic development. But again, our focus is Douglas County, and you know, come to us with a problem, and if we can't figure out how to do it, we'll find the people who can.
And I imagine, like everything else and every other sector of life, the last couple of years for the partnership has been a bit of a challenge.
It's been a challenge for everybody. I think that the truth is, though, that here in Douglas County, we've been extremely fortunate, as I know most of the other economic development groups in the state. We've been extremely fortunate to have a lot of companies who have prospered during COVID for a variety of different reasons. They've just done very, very well. And so they've been able to vertically invest expand the size of their organization, train new people for new jobs. And so not all of our companies, is what I'm trying to say, have had the significant impact for not only income, but also staffing. So we've been, I think we've been, came out of this very fortunate. I think we've been, I'm not going to say lucky, because I think that there's been a lot of hard work and good planning that's gone into the insights that are necessary to get our community to grow. But we've been very, very fortunate.
Over the past few years, you had a number of regular events that were going on. Those kind of went on a modified hiatus for a while. And the growth talks, the pitch nights are back. Talk about that.
You know, we're really excited. I had a conversation on the way here, driving here with another individual, and he says, "Man, you're really up." And I said, "I'm excited. This is like, we're finally social distancing. We're finally able. We've found money. We have a location. We can actually get people into a room." The problem with Growth Talks and Pitch Night has always been that when during COVID, was it really never took itself very well to social media. So it wasn't a Zoom call-ish kind of format. Because without having a stage and a podium and people in the audience and all the other things that go into these events, it just didn't work for anybody. And I kept watching what other areas across Oregon were doing, and everybody was trying to make it work, but it just really never worked. It was always a struggle. So here we are now, being able to relax social distancing. Our first event's going to be back at Backside. Our last event we had was February 2020, and we had 150 people show up, and we did a pitch night for startups. And we gave away $1,000. And we had six people, they get in an hour. They get 5 minutes each to pitch, 5 minutes of Q&A, and at the end of that hour, we pick a winner. This next event we're going to do, since we've had all this time during COVID to kind of figure out what do we really need, is we've changed the format of our Growth Talks events. And it's going to include a pitch nights, which is where we actually are giving money away. And it will also include a Growth Talks night, which will have a public speaker, be more of a networking event, and we'll focus more on education to our entrepreneurs and small businesses and startups, if you will. This next one we're going to have on June 1st, which is really exciting, again, back at Backside. We're going to give away $20,000, and it's going to be going to small businesses, not just the startups. So we're going to have a startup night, a small business night, and a Growth Talks night. And we're going to do those prizes in four different prizes. It's going to be a $10,000 first, $5,000 second, $2,500 third, and then a $2,500 by the audience vote. We'll have them all applaud and see who they like best. And it's going to be the same format, six in an hour, 5 minutes to explain their business. They have to be in profit. They have to have exceeded $5,000 in income. They have to fill out an application, which is kind of why we're here, is to try to generate interest from the community to be able to get more people to not only attend, which we've got a lot of people attending, but we need applications for pitchers to come and pitch their business. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, and I'll let Jessica talk more about the actual agenda and some of the other things that we're going to do. But it's an exciting time to be able to bring this back and to be able to have funding. And I'll talk about the sponsors at the end and the people that have the partnerships that we've arranged for to give us the funding we need in order to pull this off.
So, Jessica, talk about how people, if they, hearing what Wayne has just said, might want to get involved, what they do.
Absolutely. So our website, umpquagrowthtalks.com, has all of the information to register to attend, and more information on how to apply to pitch. I think it's important to point out that the application process is so simple. So if you have any apprehension on submitting an application, have any questions, we implore you to reach out. Give us a call, send us an email, stop by. We would love to see a lot more of our small businesses here in Douglas County apply to pitch. Registering to attend is also really important. With that registration, you get a raffle ticket, and which will allow you to be submitted to win one of our amazing raffle prizes for that night.
And also, people then are getting more connected if they're registered, and you've got a way to connect with them in the future, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Signing up for our registration will also give you the opportunity to opt in to future newsletters and text updates. So that way you won't miss out on any of our future events that we have going on. So.
All right, more when we come back. Wayne Patterson and Jessica Fern, Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM, and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Umpqua Valley Live, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. And we've got some live music this afternoon. Neil Gregory Johnson getting ready to release a new CD, a new release. He'll be in to play live, talk about that. Other events happening this weekend and beyond, we'll cover that. On Monday's Inside Douglas County, we'll focus on Sutherland. City Manager Jerry Gilliam and Mayor Michelle Sumner in here for the first time. So that's ahead, and we're going to be talking to folks from other cities in Douglas County next week as well. Wayne Patterson from the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership and Jessica Fern in as well. And Wayne, as you get ready for this event on the 1st, the pitch nights happening again, talk about how the evening kind of lays out, how the judging works.
Sure. Having gone through this a few times, I can give you exactly how it goes through. But so what we do is we have a stage, we have a podium, and individuals that come and pitch, this first one that'll come up here on June 1st, which is a Wednesday night, at Backside. What we'll do is that we'll draw them out of the hat, who goes first and who goes, you know, sixth and in between. And they go up on the stage and they get a chance to talk about their business. The goal here for this one, because it's small business, is explain what your business is, what it is. Explain where you're going, what is the potential for future growth, and explain to us how you're going to use the money that we're going to be able to give to you, assuming that they win an award. So they get 5 minutes to do that. We have the judges already picked. So, Dave Larissey from Convey will be there. Tim Allen will be there from Allen Reynolds, and I'll be there because of my background as well. And we'll be the judges. And we have a series of questions that we ask. We try to stay away from anything that's considered kind of personal or, hey, what's your gross revenue? That's not the goal of this. The goal here is to try to find the business that has the best structure existing, the small business. You have to have under 25 employees, which I think that'll be a pretty easy hurdle to meet, to be a small business. So the idea is to come and explain those three key points. We'll ask questions based on what we feel that we want to know about your business. And at the end of an hour, everybody will take a break and we'll go count the points. And that's what we do is we use a point system. That way there's never any, well, I shouldn't say never. There is a potential tie. And we did have one. And when we had a tie, we have an anonymous judge that is in the audience that we go to and say, okay, we got a tie between pick one. And it makes it quick and easy to be able to make that final decision. And then we, at the end of that set of the hour, we start to do some door prizes. We have all kinds of door prizes we give away while we're counting the ballots. And then in that next half an hour towards the end, and I'll give you the schedule here and on time and in just a second, we do the door prizes, we do the awards, we have big checks we hand to everybody, you know, and everybody then goes to more networking. So the event starts at 5:30 in the afternoon, and the first half hour is networking on Wednesday. And the event starts at 6 o'clock for the judging. At 7 o'clock, the judging is done. And then that last half an hour I just explained to you is door prizes and, you know, and then the awards. And then everybody can network again. And you're at Backside, so you can just walk right around the corner. We're in the warehouse in the back, which is the only venue we can put 150 to 200 people in Roseburg, right? And you can walk around the corner and get a beer and a pizza. And we have some tables lined up back, and you can sit up at the tables and eat your pizza if you want and drink your beer, drink a Coke, drink a glass of water, whatever you want. So that's kind of the format of the meeting. The great thing is it all gets done in one relatively short period of time, and at the end of that hour, we pick the winners and awards are given.
And talk about the benefits of this networking, because sometimes people are on similar paths, but maybe they've never met before, and a lot of times they can learn a lot from each other.
Well, the early days of this of Grow Talks was when Trevor used to do Yes, and when we had the Yes meetings up at his in the loft, and he had a speaker and he had a group and he brought them together, and then later that evolved to the UBC for pub talks. And at the time it was a pub talk, it didn't really quite work and they didn't quite figure out how to do it. They handed it off to us. And then we kind of took it, built new brands, built a new image, went and looked at what everybody else was doing in other parts of the state and the country. And we put together a format for our pitch night and also the growth talks with the speaker and all that. So that's kind of the evolution of what has happened to get it to where it is today. Is it's been that from the early stages of that Yes and then also, you know, pub talks. Now it's been the history. But we've really done the community has really stepped up. You know, some people say that it's the success of an event is always usually based on the ability to execute that event correctly. And that requires funding. That requires money. And so when you go out and you ask for money, which is one of my least favorite things to do, but I do it, you go out and ask for money, you can also judge the excitement and the energy in the community by the amount of people that say yes. Well, when everybody that you talk to, 100% says yes, right? And you have sponsors, the first one that came in actually was Umpqua Bank. And these are title sponsors for the year. I'll get up closer to your microphone. These are title sponsors, but Umpqua Bank was the first one that came in. By the way, the News Review and BCI is in with Brook Communications. Aviva Health, City of Roseburg, Orenco is in. SOAB, which is the group, which is the Southwest Oregon Workforce Investment Board, they're the ones who are contributing the $20,000 for the prize money as COVID recovery money. Ford Family Foundation is in. Cal Creek and Anvil are in. And we've had Backside, of course, is in as a sponsor. And UCC and SBDC. So that's just our short list right now of what we put together. And everyone is just really excited about this coming back because, and I have this passion, and you know this about me, is that one of the things that I've been a big driver of is, you know, this new business development. How do we build an entrepreneurial ecosystem in our community and make this place conducive to where people want to come and start their businesses? And we've worked on this for years. And it's really the goal because in 3 to 5 years, they're the ones who are going to be hiring, right? And even Kauffman out of Kansas City says that 100% of all net new jobs in America come from companies less than 5 years old. Excuse me. So with that said, if we're not building this entrepreneurial ecosystem and getting these new companies in this churning kind of early stages, in 3 to 5 years, we're all going to be sitting around going, because we're not going to be in an employment crisis by then. Right? We're all going to be looking at each other going, well, where's all the new jobs? Right? Because that's really what we're talking about. Is we're talking about building kind of a strategic foundation that then can be built upon for years to come. And that's what we've been trying to do. So that's why this is so important, I think, to everybody in our community. I mean, even Ford Family was just amazed and they just, you know, was an immediate, you know, we want to be involved.
So, Jessica, for people that want to get involved or are thinking about it, I mean, you've got a cap as to how much space you've got. Talk about how they get signed up.
Absolutely. So it's a free event to attend. You register by following the link on umpquagrowthtalks.com. When you register to attend that event, you get submitted in for our raffle prizes. And if you are unable to register, we may fill up. Our seats could be full. We're hoping we'll be able to have walk-in traffic after our seats are full, but there is a capacity. And if you unfortunately miss the registration, you won't get to enter in for those raffle prizes. So it's really important that you get in there and register to attend. And also that way you won't miss out on future notifications for our upcoming Umpqua Growth Talks events.
Just about out of time. Wayne, how often are you going to be doing these?
So what we're going to do is we're going to rotate them every other month. So we got a pitch night event that's going to have two formats. One's the larger prize for small businesses. One's for the startups. And then we're going to have our Growth Talks event, which is going to be a speaker and networking. And we're going to rotate those every 2 months for a year. And so we've got them every other month. We've got the space. We've already are on the schedule. One other thing I wanted to mention is Umpqua Economic Development Partnership has a website. On top of that website, there's a tab. You can go onto there too and hit that tab, and then it'll take you to the same Growth Talks, the umpquagrowthtalks.com that Jessica mentions.
All right, perfect. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.